Track 14, The Last Word. Don't go away, Neil. We're now ready for your last word. I believe you have a confession in store.
I wonder if this is an age thing, or maybe it's just me. Every now and again, I find something triggers off a memory of an embarrassing moment from my past. I can feel myself going red at the thought. Often they are minor incidents that anybody else involved would have long since forgotten, but to me, they still make me cringe. It could be I said the wrong thing or had my jumper on back to front. One of those moments where I remember with acute embarrassment came back to me when I passed a certain cafe the other day. I had been with Mrs. H in a well-known city shopping centre when we had stopped off at this particular watering hole for a coffee. Inevitably, the loo was soon on the agenda. That is an age thing. There are strict rules here. We can't both go at once. One of us has to play minder to the carrier bags while the other seeks relief. Mrs. H went first, then I breezed into the loo. There were two cubicles. One was out of order, so I dived, so to speak, into the other. I was just about to press the flush when something made me freeze. I could hear the sound of voices, female voices. It took just a nanosecond to register. That's why there were no urinals. I was in the ladies. At this point, the brain reclassified the situation from routine to utter terror. I bought a bit of time by delaying pressing the flush. In what seemed like hours but was possibly only 15 seconds, I racked my confused brain for a solution. Perhaps it'd go away. Unlikely. Perhaps somebody was in the other cubicle and they'd come out and the rest would go en masse into it. I could slip away. Should I use my mobile phone to summon Mrs. H? What would she say? Excuse me, my husband's in there. Do you mind if he comes out? Besides, there was no signal. The female chatter continued. I knew there was nothing for it. I had to face it out. I flushed the loo, took a deep breath, and burst out of the door. I was greeted by two ladies who, I have to say, looked decidedly unfazed to see a male erupt from the loos. Ha-ha, I'm in the wrong loo! I practically shrieked with hysteria. Then I thought, if in doubt, blame Mrs. H. I'm awfully sorry. My wife said go in and turn left. I did, and here I am. I continued in a voice, a good octave above the norm. Fortunately, they giggled. I didn't give them time to reply as I crashed Tom and Jerry style through the door. I sought sanctuary in the proper gents, where I swiftly washed my hands. I zoomed back to Mrs. H. Grab the bags, quick, I hissed. Let's get out of here before these ladies come out of the loo. High on adrenaline, I led the bewildered Mrs. H into the crowds. When I thought it was safe, I stopped and related my experience to her. She did, of course, think it a great hoot, but reversed my falling stress levels by speculating what might have happened if the ladies had not seen the funny side. At that point, my mobile rang. What? Had they tracked me down? It was our daughter. I was still not fully in control, and before I knew it, I had blurted out the story to her. Big mistake. My escapade would now go public, no doubt with some embellishment. This was a few years ago, before the debate over gender-free toilets. Maybe there is a case for idiots like me who can't tell the difference between those male and female pictures on the doors.
Well, Neil, sometimes the pictures really are very elaborate, and I find I also pause to make sure I've read them right.